The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Whoever recites Durood Sharif upon me 3 times in a day and 3 times in the night, showing devotion and affection towards me, it is upon the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive the sins he committed during that day and as well as during that night. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, in the environment of Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, you hear all the time encouragement towards goodness, encouragement towards performance of sunnahs of our Nabi, beautiful sunnahs of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You hear about the encouragement of having the fear of Allah, to cultivate the fear of Allah azza wa jalla in our hearts, to revive the dead hearts with the love of Allah Azza wa Jal and the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And as such, Amir Ahli Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, the founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas Attar, Qadiri, Radawi, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, he always encourages that. All the time, he's always encouraging us that always let us remember to ensure that our niyat, our intentions are good. As Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi. That the niyat of a believer is better than his own action. Today, we're focusing on the rights of acts, the right of the salah, the rights of ibadat itself. The salah also has got its right, which you have to fulfill. That fasting that you just completed, it also has the right. It will come in the court of Allah. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with regard to prayer, as we learn, that has told us that namaz, that salah, comes in the court of Allah azza wa jal, regarding the manner in which it has been performed. If it is not done accordingly, then it is thrown back on the face of the one that has performed it. And it makes dua to Allah Azza wa Jal that, Ya Allah, may this person be ruined. May this person who have not fulfilled my rights, may he also be perished because in the manner in which he has performed this salah. So today we look at these rights of the acts of the ibadat itself. Did we realize that the ibadat itself has got rights also that we have to fulfill with regard that these are means to seek the pleasure of Allah, and also this has been given to us as an amanat by Allah Azza wa Jalla, as a privilege, so that you gain the favor of Allah, so that you fulfill the rights of Allah and you create that bond, or rather you strengthen your bond with Allah Azza wa Jalla. So what are the rights of the salah? The right of your salah is that you know that it is an arrival before Allah Azza wa Jalla, and that through it, you are standing before Him. How many of us take seriously our salah? Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, encouraging us, has told us that as-salatu mi'rajul mu'min, that salah, it is the ascension of a believer towards Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. When this believer, he begins his prayer, his salah, he's standing in the court of Allah. And nothing is between him and Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. All the veils are removed if he performs it correctly and properly, and that when he in safeguard his salah, as Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned, take good care of your salah. Ensure that you perform your salah and you safeguard it, especially the middle salah. So we come to know that the acts, the ibadat, these acts of worship, besides being a favor of Allah, likewise as well, they have their rights, because they are an establishment, they are the tools that Allah has given us so that we strengthen the bond between ourselves and Him. And they are a means that will bring the success for us in the Akhirah. They are means that Allah Azza wa Jalla will forgive us. As Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned, الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ, who have that khushu and khudu, the humility and the presence of their mind, their mindset, and their heart is in salah. They feel that they're in the court of Allah, they're directly in front of Allah. As a result, they fulfill their salah, they protect their salah. These people, when you do this, you are fulfilling the right of salah, which is also the right of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, that you should fulfill this salah correctly and properly. So you stand there in namaz, beseeching, trembling, hopeful and fearful, and abased, and you will magnify Him who is before you through your stillness in salah and through dignity. Then when you will approach your salah with your heart and mind, performing it according to the manner in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has described, the fasting itself, it is prescribed upon you. Why Allah has prescribed saum? Why Allah has given us fasting? So that we develop the taqwa of Allah. And Allah has placed this fasting so that you and I develop the taqwa, which is a tool towards fulfilling the rights of Allah. So the fasting is that you know it is a veil which Allah has set up over your tongue. And as well as upon your hearing, your sight. Remember, we spoke about all the body limbs. We have spoken about the body parts, that they are, have their rights over you with regard to fulfilling the rights of Allah. So Allah has placed a fasting. This fasting has to be done properly, and it has its own right. When you fulfill this fasting accordingly, and having fulfilled its rights, then you are fulfilling the rights of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So all the, so many acts of ibadah, they have their rights as well. Let us look at the example of charity itself, which we might think, how can charity have its rights? Allah Azza wa Jal has said in the Quran that مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا. Who is there to lend Allah? How can you lend Allah? How can you give a loan to Allah? مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. Give Allah, lend Allah a handsome, beautiful loan. So your charity is actually giving, and it's an investment for your akhirah. The day when wealth and children will not benefit, except that which you had given in the path of Allah. So when you give wholeheartedly, you give with all your heart, and you give to fulfill the obligation of Allah so that you yourself give the right of Allah that you owe to Allah. For example, in the case of zakat, it is fard. The one who is supposed to pay zakat, it is the right of Allah that he must give zakat. when he does not give that zakat, he is not fulfilling the right of Allah. But in doing so, Allah is storing up a deposit of what is given for his akhirah. So we find that, and we learn that in actual effect, the acts of ibadah themselves have actually have a right over us. And this right over us is there to fulfill the right that we owe to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And if we fulfill these rights by fulfilling these acts of ibadah correctly and properly, then we are fulfilling as well the ni'mah of Allah Azza wa Jal by appreciating what Allah is giving us. And when we look after our ibadah, then we actually nurturing that bond or the tools that actually strengthen the bond between us and Allah. And that in itself, in return, is enabling us that Allah has placed us in this world. As Allah has placed us in this world to fulfill the task which Allah has given us, which is to worship Him. And by worshipping Allah, it is fulfilling His rights. So these ibadat, they are a medium. They are a medium toward establishing that relationship between ourselves and Allah. And when you look after them, when you take good care of it, through good care of them, you will find your bond with Allah Azza wa Jalla, subhanallah, is one that is strong and one that is firm. And as Allah Azza wa Jalla said, إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. You help Allah. Allah will help you in return. وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. Allah will make your feet firm. This is what we need, because we have been placed in a world full of trials, in a world full of temptation, in a world that is full of darkness, in a world that is full of evil, in a world that is very challenging, in a world that if we don't gain this success in this world, if we lose ourselves in this world, it will bring about or cut our success in the akhirah. And it will bring about the humiliation on the day of akhirah, which is the worst of all humiliation in this world. So if we don't utilize, we don't properly use these tools that Allah has given us, we will find that we have wronged ourselves and we have put ourselves in total darkness. As the Sufi Kiram say, you sleep in this world, you have become forgetful in this world, you have become ghafil. And because of your forgetfulness, because of you have wronged yourself, you have put yourself in darkness, you will only wake up when it's too late, and you will only wake up on the day of Qiyamah when there is no return. It's a point of no return, and it's a point where you cannot change the order anymore. We make dua to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And after having understand that also ibadat have the right, as they are means to help us to establish our link with Allah and fulfill the rights of Allah, may Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal enable us that we fulfill these rights of ibadat, the rights of salah, fasting, hajj, all kind of ibadat. May Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal enable us that we change our lives. We change our lives now. May Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal enable us that we share this with others. And may Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us, forgive our sins. And today we make a promise that we'll change. So establish our affection, our bond with Allah, and fulfill the rights of Allah. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil Ameen wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The blessing from رب العالمين. The blessing from رب العالمين.